5 steps to take to become a morning person. 1. Seek out as much natural light as possible. The secret to becoming a morning person is exposure to bright light, says Jennifer Martin, president of the board of directors for the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. That's because light suppresses melatonin, a hormone that plays an important role in circadian rhythm. The sun is the driver of our internal clock, she says. When you wake up, pop outside for a brisk walk around the block, or sit out back while you sip a cup of coffee. Martin also recommends rethinking the blackout curtains you might use to foster a very dark sleeping environment. If the brightness bothers you overnight, consider wearing an eye mask that you take off as you start to wake up. 2. Ease in gradually. There are two ways to approach your journey to early rising, Martin says. You could plunge straight into getting up at your desired time every day, knowing that you'll feel tired during the transition but will naturally start falling asleep earlier within a few weeks. But for some people, like those who need to drive long distances, those first few days of exhaustion from switching to a new schedule aren't safe. In that case, Martin recommends gradually easing into the early bird life. What I'll suggest to people is to shift half an hour, wait a few days, shift another half an hour, wait a few days, and then shift another half an hour, she says. That's a little easier for people to tolerate. 3. Be consistent, even on weekends. Becoming a morning person is a 7-day-a-week job. Decide what time you're going to wake up every day, and stick to it, without exception. 4. Wind down in the evenings. A consistent bedtime isn't as crucial as sticking to the same wake-up time every day, but it's still important to make sure you're getting enough sleep. Most people should aim for at least 7 hours a night, so you'll probably need to inch your bedtime forward as you transition to a new schedule. Starting at least an hour before you hit the sack, cut back on how much exposure to bright light you're getting, experts advise. Research indicates that being exposed to artificial light in the late evening suppresses your body's ability to generate melatonin, which could interfere with both your ability to fall asleep and your sleep quality. 5. Plan something to look forward to. To entice you out of bed, Martin suggests treating yourself to something special you can enjoy first thing. Now is the time to go buy your favorite coffee or pick up some pastries to have when your alarm goes off at 5 a.m., she says. You're not dreading it if you think of that.